Hello, Chickadee, and welcome. To begin with, grounding is an energy exercise. It takes our consciousness and it influences our environment, our body, our connection with Mother Earth and the environment around us. We as human beings are powerful. We are capable of influencing our lives, ourselves, and that which is around us. One of the methods of this influence comes through energy work. Scientifically, it's explained that anything that is made of energy can influence other things made of energy. This comes from the law of conservation of energy and the law of conservation of mass. From this tool, we are able to actively and consciously influence our energetic connection with the world around us, allowing us to ground with Mother Earth, to anchor ourselves into Mother Earth, so that as we move forward with our day, with our life, we are connected, we are grounded. As moments of upheaval, fast-moving changes in our lives, uncertainty, discomfort, or even when we are excited about something but it's new, any of these moments, the experience is enhanced, the fear reduced, because we are grounded and anchored into our body, into Mother Earth. We are here in this moment, living our life. The technique of grounding can be done at any time, in any place. I always recommend doing it in the morning, a wonderful way to start off the day, wonderful way to make sure we do it, because once you roll out of bed, put on your clothes, and step into a new day, it is so easy to forget to ground. And yet this simple, small, couple-minute process can have such a positive impact, influencing our day, our week, our life in such a meaningful way. To begin with, I'd like you to call in your spirit guides to assist you, to help you in grounding and connecting, to help you become aware of the sensation of groundedness so that you're in tune with your own body, aware of when you are grounded and if at any time you become ungrounded or disconnected from Mother Earth. Sometimes when we move too fast, when something really shocks us, we can get disconnected. And if we become aware of that, we can immediately switch the energetic movement of our life. We go from walking a path of discomfort and we switch it, get it back on track, back to a path that is beneficial, supportive, grounded. Another wonderful means of grounding to assist you when you're first beginning is to utilize a crystal. Crystals, again, are energy work. They hold specific vibrations of energy. So to ground, we often use obsidian, shungite, onyx, dark, rich, deep stones, grounding you with the innermost depths of Mother Earth. Very strong, very powerful. Another wonderful tool is incense to help clear your space so that there's no emotion or distraction mentally or vibrationally from connecting you with Mother Earth. Nothing cluttering between you and that connection. These tools, such as calling in your spirit guides, crystals, and incense, assist you in grounding, but they are not necessary to do so. With our introduction and explanation taken care of, I'd like you to find a quiet and comfortable place as we take this moment to ground. I recommend that you close your eyes. This way, there is no distraction between you and this moment, you and this movement of energy. The most basic form of grounding is to draw your awareness to your body. This is your constant connection to Mother Earth, to this world. It is the means in which our soul is able to come here to experience a 3D reality. The things that we touch, see, smell, learn, do. All of this comes because we are in a body. So our body is a constant connection with life, with Mother Earth, pulling into our body, pulling in our awareness, so we're tuning out that external noise, the talking, the objects in the room even, pulling inward to our body, and then shifting that awareness to the bottoms of our feet. From our feet, we pull strands of energy and imagine them as roots like those of a tree. We spread them out and sink them into Mother Earth. If you need to, this can be done outside, taking off your shoes, placing your feet upon Mother Earth to sink into her, to connect. However, it is not necessary. We can do it in our homes, laying down, wearing socks or shoes. It is more this energetic intention. What we're doing with our consciousness is placing intention, our desire, because it's coming from this heart space of truth rather than a fear response. Because we are intentionally directing energy, directing connection with Mother Earth, that is all we need to be able to move and connect with Mother Earth, to ground. Just a little visualization and an intention, this desire. That is how powerful you are. Tapping into this conscious energy work so we can positively influence our day. Drawing your awareness to your body, to the bottoms of your feet, spreading out that energy like roots of a tree, anchoring yourself in. If it helps, even go so far as to imagine the rest of your body as that tree. Your legs, the trunk, your arms, the limbs, your head reaching up into the clouds, connecting you not only with Mother Earth through the roots into the ground, but connecting with heaven and creation, with the solar system through the height of our head. We are connected with Earth and we are connected with the world around us. We are this tree grounded, rooted within ourselves and within Mother Earth. Having visualized this connection with Mother Earth through the image of the roots of a tree, I'd like you to breathe deeply with me and just sit in this sensation of being grounded, connected with Mother Earth. As you take a nice deep breath in and out, in and out. Again, this deep breathing, connecting you with your body, with that sensation of being alive as your body expands and contracts to take in and expel that air. This was grounding. Simple as that. As powerful as that. It works because you took the time to make the connection, because you wanted that connection with Mother Earth. It works because you are that powerful, and it works because Mother Earth loves you. You are her child. She has supplied the body that you are in. She has supplied the home in which you live in, the environment, the teacher and the nurturer. Her wisdom, her knowledge, her experience over the course of time. She brings all of that to this connection with you. She reaches up as you reach down with those roots and you intertwine. Like two people holding hands, their fingers interlacing, connecting, binding the two of you. For Mother Earth is family. This is the grounding technique. From this point, we can go on to build and add to it through shielding, cutting cords, meditation, chakra healing, energy work, manifesting, all of these different techniques by first grounding, connecting, solidifying a foundation for ourselves. And from that point, we expand, build, and develop. Welcome to the tool and gift of grounding.